USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Protests against COVID-19 public health measures entered their second weekend in Canada. Trucks boxed out the downtown core of Ottawa, the Canadian nation's capital. Big rigs and other vehicles with signs blasting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blocked main arteries and intersections. By midday Saturday, 1,000 vehicles, about 5,000 protesters, and at least 300 counter-protesters were reportedly in the streets of Ottawa. The police chief there described the scene as a siege, adding it's something that is different from what he's experienced in his life. As far as the ongoing pandemic, South Korea logged more than 38,000 new cases, setting another daily record in its current surge due to the Omicron variant. That country has also recorded its 1 millionth case this weekend. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Amir, a black man, was fatally shot 3 times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, though his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd, another black man. A federal trial for 3 officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
It has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
In case you missed it, a jobs report at the end of the week was a nice surprise for economists. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Reaction continuing to come in to a surprising jobs report on Friday, with the economy adding 467,000 jobs, far exceeding the 150,000 jobs expected by economists. The unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%, but the labor force participation rate rose to 62.2%, the highest level since the pandemic began in February 2020. As far as what these numbers mean, chief economist with LinkedIn, Kim Kimbrough, tells MSNBC,
employers are looking beyond the virus right now. They're ready to hire, and it also suggests, based on our data, that we're seeing a lot more applications per role, a lot more people applying to multiple roles. So it suggests to us as well that people are starting to look beyond Omicron and are starting to come back into the job market. Early days, but a very positive sign.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Germany's Johann Ludwig is the Olympic champion in men's luge, adding the gold to the World Cup title he won already this season. It's the 11th time in 16 Olympics that a German man has won the luge title. That includes the days of East and West Germany. We have more news for you at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from New York.